Great. Thank you, and good morning, everyone. Again, my name is Nate Wright from the Minnesota Department of Health, I'm primarily substance use and mental health EPI at the Minnesota, but I did this work as part of the SAMHSA and CSDE fellowship, so that kind of broadened my scope and interest. So this is some of the work I completed as part of that fellowship. So cause of death is the most fundamental health statistic. Cause of death analyses and you that use death certificates inform public health decisions, policy decisions, and help direct much of the work aimed to improve individual and population health. And so performing autopsies ensure an accurate manner and cause of death is determined and reported on the death certificate. And so then we use these death certificates in our analyses to inform these decisions. However, many people have religious beliefs that are prohibitive or discourage autopsies. And so, for example, in Minnesota, two religious beliefs or traditions that we've seen this concern raised are among American Indian traditions and Orthodox Judaism. And so in February 2015, this tension between the determining the accurate manner and cause of death through an autopsy and then the religious beliefs was highlighted after the death of an individual with traditional American Indian beliefs. So the medical examiner coroner that was involved in this death felt like there needed to be an autopsy performed, but the family raised concerns about it and there is kind of an emergency injunction by the court, and so then the autopsy was halted. And so this later led to the Minnesota legislature enacted a statute later in 2015 that allowed for a decedent's representative to object to an autopsy based on the religious beliefs of the decedent. So this statute also included a list of exemptions where an autopsy may be performed despite the religious objection because of a compelling state interest. So this list of exemptions or compelling state interests largely aligned with the National Association of Medical Examiner standards for when an autopsy should be performed. However, there were two conditions that were omitted from this compelling state interest. One was motor vehicle crash, and the second was drug or alcohol overdose. So particular concern in today's public health environment. And these two deaths were, or these two conditions were involved in the death that led to this statute in the first place. So initially, to kind of respond, engage the initial impact of this law, a survey was distributed to all medical examiners and coroners. So this law began in the July 1st, 2015, and so for the second half of July or 2015, we wanted to kind of gauge the initial impact of this law. So we sent out a survey. The survey requested information on the decedent information, if there was a religious objection to autopsy, how did that impact their work? Did they proceed as normal? Did they proceed with a partial autopsy or no autopsy was performed? And then finally, we asked them to provide any comments or concerns regarding this new law and how it may impact their work. And then following in January 2016, while this survey was kind of being used, we were also working with our Office of Vital Records on the death certificate to get a question added to the death certificate to indicate whether a religious objection to autopsy had occurred. And so we added this successfully, and in January 2016, this question was added and went live on the death certificate. In Minnesota, it's all electronic death reporting, so it was fairly easy to make that addition. Now, this question was only shown to and required to be required for medical examiners and coroners. We have three response options. It's relatively simple, just yes, no, and unknown. These are the kind of the data definition for what yes, no, and unknown should be used for. We had some concerns raised for our medical examiners exactly what these three categories meant. So we sent this out in a newsletter to that all the medical examiners in Minnesota receive, and so they could have a better understanding of what exactly was going on. I won't go into much detail about this, but just showing that if you have any questions, I'm happy to talk about this after the presentations. So the three aims of this current project were to, one, to monitor the number of religious objections that occurred within the first complete year following the addition of the checkbox to the death certificate, so looking at complete year 2016 data. understand among whom religious objection to autopsies are most likely to occur, and then finally attempt to determine the magnitude of the impact religious objection to autopsies have on cause of death reporting on our death certificates. So this is just a diagram showing some of the total number of deaths that we've saw in 2016. And so there were a total of 43,000 deaths in Minnesota in 2015. The medical examiner was contacted in about 16,000 of them, and autopsies were completed in 4,200. For the religious objection, the question, we had 8,500 respondents, which is only about half of all the times that the medical examiner was contacted. So we're seeing that they are failing to complete this question at a sizable proportion. But then when we look at the religious objections, we see that there were, in 2016, there were 48 objections, religious objections, 6,000 unknown and about 2,500 unknown. So it is a relatively small number of religious objections, but so we kind of have to see exactly how that may be impacting our work. So of the 48 religious objections, 12 were listed as accident, 4 undetermined, 1 homicide, 22 natural, and 9 suicide. And interestingly, we do see that although there were religious objections, autopsies were completed in 14 of these deaths, so that there was a compelling state interest where an autopsy needed to be performed to ascertain the cause and manner of death. However, there were 34 where there were no autopsy performed, and so that is still, it is a small number, but it does raise questions, particularly among the 4 undetermined deaths. Was there something going on that the medical examiner would have been able to determine had they performed an autopsy? We don't know for sure. Same with the accidental deaths as well. With the one homicide, it was good to see that that did have an autopsy performed, as you want to make those have to be very, without a doubt, looking to make sure that that was exactly what led to the death. So for some comparison purposes, I compared the religious objection to autopsies in the green here with deaths where an autopsy was completed in the gray, just to look at some comparisons. And so first here, we show that deaths with the religious objection were slightly younger. The green bar, there's a bimodal distribution there, with the 25 to 34 having a higher percentage of religious objections. So it kind of aligns with what my thinking or our thinking, because younger populations, they necessarily shouldn't be dying. So and they may be more likely to have autopsy performed. So it is something to, it doesn't surprise me that there were more religious objections there. We see similar distribution of manner of death. Again, not much going on, but we do see that the undetermineds, there are a slightly greater percentage in the religious objection, which does raise some concerns. A greater percentage of the religious objections were more likely occurred among non-white decedents, so higher among African American, American Indian as well, although a majority of the deaths still do occur among their white population. So this implies that this law is achieving its aim of allowing for these objections based on religious beliefs. So I don't intend for you really digest this all, but just showing that there's really an array of cause of death information that is listed on the death certificate for religious objections. There are some maybe slightly more not elsewhere classified or undefined deaths that we would like to see, but it's really difficult to observe any patterns, and the fact that I don't really know exactly what to make of this information. There is some potentially more just heart-related, which maybe if there's a religious objection, they don't have time to, or can't perform an autopsy, they're more likely just to put something related to the heart condition. But it's really difficult to know exactly what was going on. And so finally, religious objections are rare, but that does not mean they're not a concern. If we miss an infectious death or something like that, that could lead to an outbreak or some other concern. We really do need to know about that, and we have our unexplained critical illness death surveillance system in Minnesota, so this is a concern for them as well. Although religious objections have occurred, medical examiners, it seems like they've generally been able to obtain accurate cause of death information. And they do understand the importance of this law and believe they can work with families to accommodate their requests. So finally, there are seven other states that have similar laws, and so we're looking, working with our vital records office to administer a survey to assess the impact of these other laws and see if they are collecting similar information and what that may look like for them. So thank you very much for your time. Stick around for questions, and thanks again.